so your mother said, son, you've got to just keep doing it.
Yeah, because if this is going to work, somebody has to be the strong one, and it's going to have to be you. Because we struggled too hard to get you into this position. And then I've been listening to speeches by Dr. King, how to survive it without violence. I just sucked it up and just kept right on going. I said, well, you might hit me, but you can't kill me. And that's how I got through it.
So you really were a big believer in Dr. Martin.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Before you started at the junior high school, did you have any preparation? Did your parents or the minister or family or friends tell you anything about what to expect and how to handle it?
From what I remember, no. It was just you had to go and do it, you know, because nobody knew what to expect. And we knew it was going to be some people. We were going to be out standing out front saying this is not going to happen. But then I remember that woman the first day walking to school, Dad walked with me up to the front of where the Exxon station is now. And I was getting ready to cross the street. And I saw a few parents out there. But I was, for some reason, I kept thinking in the back of my mind there was going to be a lot of people up there. You know, the media was going to be there, and people were going to be throwing stuff at me, because this is what I had seen on TV. This is what I had seen going on down in Mississippi and stuff like that. And I was almost terrified walking up there, but then when I saw there was very few people out there, I said, well, Dad, I think I can handle it. But then again, you get inside, it's a little bit different. You know, you got the kids there. And they started doing the things that I was expecting outside, but Dad wasn't there with me at that time. Dad had already gone home.
Did you feel any of the hatred that some of the students expressed to you from the teachers?
No, I didn't feel any of that from the teachers. If they had any, they hid it very well.
So, if you raised your hand in class, you felt you had just the same chance of being called on as any other student?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And were the teachers as likely to discipline you as they were a white student?
Well, I guess so, but the discipline at Chow Hill Junior High School and the discipline at Lincoln was totally different, because it was... At Lincoln High School, if you did something wrong, I remember Miss Barnes had a thing she called a bond warmer. And you had to bend over and grab your ankles, and she would wear your behind out. But from what I remember, if you did something wrong, what I saw, because, you know, me being in the class, I was being more submissive than anything else. I was almost sitting back in a corner trying to avoid anything. And they would, if a student got out of hand, the student would be sent to the office for the principal to handle. But I do remember one of the black kids that year did get in some trouble. And he was handled the same way all the others. He was sent to the office. What happened at the office, I have no idea.
Before you started junior high school, have an orientation program during the summer beforehand?
No.
So you just showed up without anybody telling you anything about what the school was going to be like?
Right.
From the administration?
Nothing at all.
Uh-huh.
But I remember when I did get inside the school, I don't know if it was a secretary or a teacher, was standing at the top of the stairs when you walked into the door. You walked upstairs into the door, and there was a big glass board here where they had your names, what class, whose homeroom you'd be in and all that. And I didn't know what was going on, because that was not the way it happened at Lincoln. It didn't go anything like that. So she like came to me and said, and your name is? And I told her, and she came and took me over to the board, and she said, you're in Miss So-and-so's class. You go this way, up the stairs, and to her class. That was the first day.
Are there any other memories that you have that stand out in your mind about, you know, the couple of years you spent at the junior high school?
No, not really. It was just, big things I remember was the differences in the way the kids there did things. Like when you played horseshoes, they played totally different from the way we played. We would, you know, if you threw a ringer, that was 5. You put a ring on top of that, you got 10. But then if the next thrower threw a ring on top of yours, that was 15 for him. And they get there, they play totally different. A ringer's only 3. And then if you top his ringer, that just nullifies it. And it took a while for me to understand all the differences, but gradually I learned, and I started taking some of them back, and then I remember my friend said, man, what are you talking about? That's not the way you do anything. So I had to do it 2 different ways. I had to do it that way and come home and play it a different way.
Did you feel, I don't know how to put this other than just to say it, did you feel inferior as a student, as a black student going to a white school?
Well, the first year I did. It seemed like all the other kids were so well versed on more stuff than I was, because I hadn't been exposed to it. It's like at Lincoln, I was only exposed to a foreign language the last semester of school, or the 7th grade. And they expected me to come in up here and jump right into a foreign language. I didn't know anything. I really didn't learn anything at the other school, at Lincoln, because it bored me. And I didn't try to learn anything. So going into Lincoln, going into Chaffield Junior High, it was a totally different thing. Especially as far as foreign languages were concerned, in that, but math, the subjects that I was strong in, I had no problems. I felt like I was equal to or better. And that's the way the teacher taught. She expressed herself to me just like I was, just like anybody else. But I guess it was the way that I presented myself to the teachers at the time. Because, you know, if you sit back and don't say anything, they think you're learning and you're not. But in the math class, my hand was always up. I felt like I knew the answer. The same thing was happening in English, except when we got into the literature part. But then, as I caught on more and more, and I started catching up, and that was there, I had to go back and give my thanks to Ms. King and Ms. Barnes, because they helped me with that transition.
So you spent 2 years in the junior high school there?
2 years in the junior high and 4 in the high school.
So you started 9th grade in the high school?
No,
10th grade.
10th grade in the high school. So what happened is that I was supposed to be in the last class to graduate from Chapel Hills High School on Franklin Street, but I failed my senior year. So I had to end up going to the new high school out here on Homestead, off Homestead Road, and I graduated out there.
Did you, let's talk about the first year, your last year of school at the new Chapel Hill High School.
Mm-hmm.
When did you know that you were going to go there?
Oh, to the new high school?
Yes.
It was the day of graduation. for all my buddies at Chapel Hill High School. And I didn't make it. I had participated in the baccalaureate services on Sunday. But then I found out that I had failed the English exam. Therefore, I didn't pass English. But the teacher, Ms. Bernard, she came back. She said, I'll give you another chance. You can take the test again. I took the test again, and this time I did pass it, barely. Then I looked back and found out I had failed world history. So there was no way I could graduate. So it took a while for it to sink in. And I kind of stayed away from all my buddies that had just graduated, because I felt like, oh man, I done really messed up. But it wasn't their fault, and it wasn't the teacher's fault. It's just, there again, I didn't apply myself like I should have.
So, because you didn't graduate on time from Chapel Hill High School on Franklin Street,
right,
at that point, you knew you were going to come back for another year.
Yes.
But did you know where that next year would be?
Yes.
So you already knew that the new Chapel Hill High School was going to be integrated.
Correct. Yeah. So at that time, both schools knew that Lincoln was going to be closing down. And that Chapel Hill was being moved out there, because that was the only way they could accommodate the number of students and put everybody at the same school.
It's interesting, because I've heard some stories that the students at Chapel Hill High School voted as to where they wanted to go to class the next year, and they voted to keep Lincoln High School open, and they wanted to stay at Lincoln High School. And a couple people said to me that they didn't know they were going to the new Chapel Hill High until like a couple months before classes began, but that wasn't the case with you.
That's not the way I remember it.
But I think there are really honest differences of what people experienced. And I just wanted to share that with you and see if you really...
Well, see, what came to me was that... I did, even though I didn't graduate, I went to graduation.
Right.
And what was being said at graduation was, this was the last class to graduate from Chapel Hill High School.
So you knew that the Lincoln, that the...
I knew that this high school was going to be demolished that year,
okay,
the following year. So I knew it wasn't going to be there.
Can you tell me what it was like your first year at the new Chapel Hill High School?
Oh, the first year at the new Chapel Hill High School, first of all, I didn't want to be there. But I knew I had to be, because that was the only way I was going to graduate. I had to take those two classes. And then I had to take another couple of classes to be considered a full-time student. And then I knew all the kids that were in the classes behind me, because the majority of them were already at Chapel Hill High School. It was just the remaining students that were at Lincoln the year before. But I knew them too, because even though I was going to school at Chapel Hill High School, the majority of my social life was still based in the black community. So I pretty much knew everybody. And they didn't view me as being different or anything. It was just like, hey, you here? Let's do it.
Did you see the same kind of physical abuse or verbal abuse of the black students at the new high school the first year?
No, none of it. Let me back up and put it this way. It was, the way I saw it is that when I first went, it wasn't that many blacks. And a lot of the white students, they traveled together. The ones that did all the name calling, the spitting, the hitting, they were always in groups. And the four of us, we were always going separate ways. And then the next year, some more of us, so you would see two or three of us together. The following year, there was even more. And then by the time I was got to Chapel High School, you never saw one without seeing two or three. And it was at gotten to the place where if anybody was going to start anything, it was going to be the black students starting. They weren't, they were like, a lot of them had the attitude, we're out here, we're going to dominate this school because we are here, because you've taken our school from us. That's the impression, the feeling I got. Nobody actually physically said it, but that's the feeling I had.
What was the school mascot and what were the school colors when the school opened?
Well, when the new school, the new Chapel Hill school, it just carried over from Chapel Hill High School downtown.
So they were the Wildcats?
They were the Wildcats at that time.
And they were
black and gold. Black and gold.
Black and gold.
And Lincoln High School were the Tigers. They were black and orange.
I see.
And then, when I finally got out of school, I went to a year of college and I said, I'm going into the military. Then when I come back from the military, they're not the Wildcats anymore, they're the Tigers.
How long were you in the military?
5 years.
Oh, so you came back after the uprising
in
high school.
Yeah. But my sister never did. See, my sister was 4 years behind me, but she graduated 3 years behind me at Chapel Hill High School because of the 1 year that I didn't advance. But she graduated as a Wildcat, so the change came right after her.
Where does she live?
She lives in Greensboro.
Does she?
Yeah. She's a teacher. She's an assistant professor at UNCG.
Does she ever come down and visit with you?
She's home every other weekend.
I'd love to talk to her. Because she was there when the school opened.
Yeah.
And then she graduated. She was there, what, 10th, 11th, and 12th grades?
Correct.
So she was there during the riot and after the riot?
Well, I think, I don't remember her saying anything about it. I would have, what you would have to ask her, because I'm not sure about that.
What's her name?
Chalcina.
Chalcina?
Stone.
Stone.
Yep.
She not married?
Well, she married and divorced when her husband passed away, and she reverted back to her maiden name.
Did you think when you started at the new Chapel Hill High School that you were treated by the teachers just the same as the whites?
Yeah. When I started at Chapel Hill High School, yes.
So if you raised your hand, you got called on just as much as the whites?
Just as much as I raised my hand as if I didn't.
Okay. Did you feel prejudice from the teachers?
No.
Did it bother you that all of the teachers, I believe, who were teaching the core curriculum classes were white teachers and there were no black teachers in there?
Well, the first black teacher that I was exposed to after I left Lincoln was my first year at the new Chapel Hill High School. Because they absorbed some of the teachers from Lincoln High School. From the time that I integrated the Chapel Hill Junior High all the way through high school on Franklin Street, there was no black teachers at all.
And then you had the same teacher from Lincoln High you had again at Chapel Hill High School? No?
No.
I misunderstood you then.
No, the teachers that I had at Chapel Hill High School out on Homestead Road, I had Coach Colton for PE, Miss Bernard for English, Miss Wilkins for World History. The two teachers I had on Franklin Street,
mm-hmm.
The two subjects that I failed, I had them again.
You had the same teacher. Yeah. What about the principal, C.A. McDougall, Coach Pierman?
Well, I only knew Coach Pierman through because I had a cousin playing football, and by me hanging around with a lot of the guys on the team, that's the only way I knew Coach Pierman. And plus, Coach Pierman was a member of our church. As far as interaction between us, we only had the interaction at church. And then he would speak to me when I would come down to Lincoln and be in the cafeteria with my aunt. And he would ask me, was I having any problems? If there's anything he could do to help me, he would. And as far as Mr. McDougal, his son, was one of the guys we hung out together when he came to Chapel Hill High School. So I interfaced with Mr. McDougal and Ms. McDougal quite a bit because we would go over and hang out with his son, Charles. And he always had a funny story to tell us, and he always said, be sure you stay in your books to get your education if you don't get anything else. So he was always a positive role model for us.
Did you think the fact that he was now an assistant principal rather than the principal of the school bothered him or bothered the students?
Well, I think I sit back and think about that. Remember how I told you how he used to be walked down the hall and we always have a song, a smile for you? He didn't have that when he was at Lincoln. At Chapel Hill High School. I didn't see that. But other than that, that's the only way you could really tell he wasn't happy in his role there. He felt like there was a demotion for him.
Looking back on what you did being one of the first African Americans to integrate a white school system here in Chapel Hill, how do you think about it now?
Sometimes I have mixed feelings about it. Yeah, I feel myself proud of what I accomplished. But then I look back on by me working in the school systems now, I see so many kids with so much promise, and then they just squander it. It's like they don't care. And I said, well, did I do the right thing? Would we have been better off if we still had our home? Well, that's always crossed my mind. And I guess until you actually sit down and see it, people might not see it the same way I do. But that's the way I feel.
So you went on after your first year of college, went into the Army for 5 years.
Right.
And then what did you do after
that? Well, when I came back home, I got a job. Well, while I was in the military, I got married. I had my first child, a little girl, who's now 28. And then we had my wife and I had our second child. And right after my second child was born, I decided to go back to school. I went to school at Durham Tech, and after Durham Tech, I went to NCCU and graduated from NCCU magna cum laude. So it proves I'm not a dumb person. So, and I did get a lot from finishing school.
What do you do now?
I'm the assistant transportation foreman for Chapel Hill Carver City Schools. So it's my responsibility to get the kids to school and from school safely.
What happened to the generation of black students who graduated from Lincoln High School and then went on to get college degrees right around the time of desegregation, shortly after desegregation? Did they disappear from this area?
Well, so it's a few still in the area. It's a few still in the area, but the majority of the kids that graduated at the time I did and went on to college, whether they went on to college or not, it's maybe in my class, the class of 66. It's maybe six of us left in Chapel Hill.
Six out of
about 30.
Uh-huh.
Well, and then you have to, you know, account for the ones that are no longer here. I mean, that are passed on. So it would be myself, Chena Williams, Curtis Cotton, Leon Bumpus. Can't remember none of the girls being here. Thank God they're all gone. So.
Do you think they left because of, for what reason?
Well, I think a lot of them was, they had a lot of different reasons. Most of them growing up said they wanted to leave Chapel Hill, even before they graduated from the high school. They wanted to move on to other places, to better things. They wanted to have the more options. There wasn't a lot of options.
Economic
options here in Chapel Hill.
Is there anything else you want to say? Anything you want to share with me? Something I didn't ask you?
Well, I would like to say that I appreciate you coming by and bringing up these old memories, because, you know, not just bringing them up. It's just, I would say this is a good thing in letting the future generations know what has gone on in their past. Just teach them their heritage. What Chapel Hill is all about.
Well, I appreciate you sharing it.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
Okay.